This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's already Wednesday. We're midway through the first week of the new year. Hopefully you're having a good week. If not, it's halfway over. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Wednesday, January 5th, 2021. Oh, I did it. I already messed up. It's January 5th, 2022. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, I didn't know how far I would go into the year before I'd mess up, but I guess the answer's 3. And I'm not editing that out. No. We don't edit out mistakes on the show, at least mistakes like that, because, hey, come on. We're all going to do it. I don't know how many times you've done it. But there's times where I still write 2020, because there's times where it feels still like 2020, doesn't it? All right, let's take a look at some of our national days, and let's see what else I can mess up for today. National Whipped Cream Day today. Okay, here's the thing. You know, when you go to Starbucks and they say, you want whipped cream on that? And you go, okay. And you're always thinking like, okay, maybe I should have said yes, but it tastes good. Here's the thing. It's got vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. So you can feel good about your addition of whipped cream. Maybe not just some other stuff about it, but let's just focus on the vitamins, shall we? Let's just do that. Yeah. All right. National, speaking of diets, it's National Keto Day today. The keto diets, they cut carbs. They basically make your body consume fat instead of the carbs for fuel. The diet works, but it can be unsafe for some with various medical conditions. Much like many other diets, this is something where you should check with your doctor. Now, I know it's like the time of the year for resolutions, so I just want to throw that out there. If one of your resolutions was to go on some sort of diet, whether it be this type of diet or something else, you should probably check with your doctor just to make sure that you're not going to do more damage than good for yourself, because you're my listener. I want to keep you around. I want to take care of you. Okay, so there you go. Make sure you watch out. National Bird Day today as well. You know, I listened to the podcast last year, and I talked, of course, about the birds in my backyard, because this is one of those things that I feel like the pandemic gave us, right? Like, there's a lot of things that the pandemic took away from us, like, you know, nearly everything. But one of the things that it gave us was our ability to kind of focus just close to us, right? Staying close to home. I fell in love with the squirrels and the birds in my backyard. It's just awesome watching them. So National Bird Day last year, I was talking about how cool the birds are in my backyard. And I still love them. I still go out there. And the squirrels, we've named several of them. I built them a little squirrel picnic table that I've talked about before on the show. But yeah, love these things. And National Bird Day should be a day to go out, check out those birds, because it also is going to de-stress you a little bit, right? That's always a good thing as well. Now, if you're looking for a parakeet, well, I've got a shelter that you should go to check out, especially if you're in Michigan, because I don't think they're going to ship these anywhere else. But yeah, they've got about 300 parakeets that were removed from a single home. And now these parakeets are looking for a new home. Yeah, 300 parakeets up for adoption. The home had actually, it had more than 800 birds in the home. Now, they say that the birds were not malnourished or neglected. They did want to quarantine the birds for a bit, just because, hey, we're all quarantining. No, they wanted to quarantine them to make sure that they had no issues, that we're going to go out to other birds, anything contagious, anything like that. They say the birds looked in good shape, but now they've got 300 parakeets that they need to get out there and adopt. I've got a link to the article in the description if you are interested, if you just happen to be in Michigan and you want a parakeet. All right, it is National Screenwriters Day today as well. Okay, they've given us TV, they've given us movies, they've made us laugh, they've made us cry. And one screenwriter will be particularly happy today, and that's Victor Miller. Yeah, now he wrote the original Friday the 13th, and he recently won the rights to the movie here in the United States. Yeah, just in the United States, not, you know, outside the United States, but he's got the Friday the 13th original story, like, back, right? It's his. Now, this means he's got the story, but as you recall, the hockey mask-wearing Jason Voorhees was not in the first movie, so that's not his creation. So the hockey mask and the whole Jason Voorhees hockey masked character is IP that's owned by somebody else. IP, by the way, intellectual property. So, okay, to get a new movie, now Victor Miller and the other IP owners need to sign off on it and agree on the movie. This means likely no new Friday the 13th movies for a while. It'll probably be a couple years before they come to some sort of settlement here and create new movies, because what, there's been like 50, 60 of these? I don't know. Feels like it. But anyway, we may just have to live with the 50 or 60 that we already have. All right, let's take a look here at our podcast feature of the day. Yeah, I know, I only take up 10 minutes of your day, so that leaves you with a lot of time to look for and find other great podcasts. So we want to feature a new podcast each and every day for you to go check out. Our podcast of the day today is Creators After Dark. It's a hybrid storytelling interview show highlighting new and underrated content creators. The format allows them to share their story in their own words with minimal interruption. So you can check this podcast out. I did. It's fantastic. And I figured it works well with National Screenwriters Day, right? We're talking about creative people. So I figured this one would work out well for you to go check out today. There is a link to the podcast of the day in the description. Also in the description, you'll see a link to our Patreon account. Become a Patreon for just a few bucks a month and you'll receive commercial-free access to the podcast. Join me for behind-the-scene live streams where you watch me mess up a bunch of stuff, not just the year, and you will get your birthday mentioned alongside the celebrities. All right, we've got to move now to our history here. By the way, there's a link to the Patreon account in the description. We're going to start today in 1914. Yeah, the Ford Motor Company announced an 8-hour workday and a minimum daily wage of $5 in salary plus some bonuses. Now, $5 might not sound like much, but it actually was a lot of money for back then. Now, it translates to about $130 a day at this point. Okay, let's fast forward a bit here, though. We're going to go to 1926. Ford adopted the 40-hour work week. By 1940, the law went across the country, making the 40-hour work week a requirement, essentially, for companies. Now, many studies show that working more than 40 hours is actually detrimental to your health and to your work. On average, in the U.S., people work 47 hours per week. Technology is to blame in some cases for this, because we can take our work anywhere, right? Like, you know, Slack is on our phone or emails on our phone. All these various things are with us everywhere. So we tend to work a little bit more. Now, many companies have shifted to other models. moving away from the 40-hour work week onto something else. Flex time is one where basically you work 40 hours when it's right for you. This is optimal for work-life balance, but can be a little bit more difficult to manage because of all the variations in schedules. Some companies have gone to compressed works weeks where basically you're working four 10-hour days, and then you've got a three-day weekend every single weekend. That could be good. And then there's also the plan where you're working 9-hour days and three-day weekends are every other weekend. Another model is the 32-hour work week. Yeah, 4 days, 8 hours, that's it. That's your week. Now, this might be great for the employee for obvious reasons, as long as you're making the same salary, right? But can you actually get the job done? Yes, we might see lower productivity, and we also may see companies having to hire more staff to cover the loss in productivity. Okay, the 32-hour, 4-day work week, though, is catching steam. There's actually a bill that's been endorsed by close to 100 lawmakers. It took the Great Depression to create the 40-hour work week. Will the pandemic change it? Who knows? I guess stay tuned, right? All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Diane Keaton, 75. Marilyn Manson. I saw a photo of him without any makeup or anything like that. I wouldn't recognize him. Anyway, 52. Bradley Cooper, 46. January Jones, 43. And Suki Waterhouse, 29. That is your look at January 5th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something in a future episode, let us know. Just head over to thisistodaypodcast.com. Make suggestions, give us feedback, suggest a podcast for the podcast of the day. Do all that on our website. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I will talk to you tomorrow.